Time to talk linebackers with linebackers coach Ken Flagel. And you're coming off a game, coach, where just a dominating performance. What was it like to see your group play and the collective group effort from the defense?
Well, I'm very pleased with how we rebounded from the week before. You know, I think our players have a lot of pride, and they certainly were embarrassed on how we performed against the Washington Redskins. So they had a great week of practice, and to their credit, came out and felt like they needed to redeem themselves against the Minnesota Vikings. And certainly to play at home in front of our crowd is always big. You know, we get a lot of energy from the people in our stands. So great, great Sunday for us, and happy for them. And now it's time for us to move on to the Cowboys.
And we'll talk about the Cowboys in just a moment here. But let's talk about your linebackers. And first, start in the middle with the young guy, Jordan, second-year player in the middle of the defense calling the shots. How has he responded to that kind of responsibility?
Done a great job for us. Can't be more pleased about how he's handled and accepted the management responsibility of playing middle linebacker in the National Football League. He's really a sharp guy, very professional about how he approaches his work. He's very detailed, studies his opponent, spends a lot of time, and Jordan's just a consummate professional and been very pleased with how he's progressed at that position.
I wondered how he'd do, Ken, without, he's not a big, bulky guy. How does he compensate?
Well, part of it is intelligence. I think he gets himself in the best position to make the plays that are his to make. And he's a very competitive kid. I mean, you know, when you see him, he's got kind of an easygoing personality, very likable guy. And you think, well, you know, maybe he doesn't have that inner fire that burns, but he really does. He's a very competitive kid. When he gets in on the sidelines on game day, he's all in, and it's important to him.
Nigel on the strong side, Nigel Bradham, every time I watch him, I feel a greater sense of appreciation for the things that he does. Ken, what do you expect from him?
Well, he brings a swagger to our group. Nigel has always been a very intelligent, smart player. He's a very quiet demeanor guy, so sometimes he lulls you to sleep. But he's a very physical player. He's a tough-nosed guy, and he's got a lot of football savvy. I mean, that's the one thing about Nigel. You know, he just kind of gets it. That's kind of a word we use. It's kind of an all-encompassing thing, but he gets it. And he brings a toughness to our group that we really appreciate.
Good athlete?
He is. He's a really good athlete, but he's got a great mind for the game, believe it or not. That's not to disparage him at all, but, I mean, he kind of gets a feel for what the offense is trying to do, and he gets himself in position to make plays.
Michael Kendrick's on the weak side, big game on Sunday against Minnesota. What is he doing with his defense? How's he helping out?
Well, Mike's been, you know, again, I'm proud of Mike. He really had a great game for us on Sunday, and I don't know if that was a little bit of sibling rivalry because he had his other brother on the other side of the coin. But, again, Mike did a nice job for us, very athletic, had some great rushes in the ball game. I've credited him with a couple of quarterback pressures where he changed the throw from Sam Bradford. And Mike's done a nice job. And, you know, Mike's role has changed a little bit and morphed into different things for us. But I'm really proud of how he's handled things and the fact that when he comes in on our base defense, he's really been effective for us. And again, probably his best game to date for us has been this one last Sunday. Happy that he came alive.
At a very good time.
Absolutely.
For this football team. And then Stephen Tulloch comes in, the veteran, has gotten a bit more playing time here through the course of the weeks. What are you seeing from him?
Well, he's got great veteran leadership, and he's just a sharp guy. You know, you can't play 10 years in this league without having a lot of veteran savvy, and he has that with him and been a great mentor, I think, for the young guys in our room. And he comes in on some of our specialty packages and really does a nice job, gives us a little bit of thump in the middle. You know, he's a bigger-bodied guy, and so he gives us a chance to stack up in there in the run game a little bit, which we need at times. You know, he comes in on our extra backer package and our goal line package. And so I'm glad Steven's here, and he's been a great, great mentor for us, particularly for the young guys.
The Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night, they lead the NFL in rushing yards. They're very balanced. Big offensive line. How good are they when you watch them on film?
Well, you know, everybody talks about, you know, their first-round draft choice, the running back, Ezekiel Elliott, and he is certainly a very quality running back. But I think the one thing that people overlook is the fact that I think their offensive line is just tremendous. I think they're just really do a nice job and certainly give a good young back a chance.
On the road on Sunday night, the Eagles and the Cowboys, another big effort coming from the Eagles linebackers and this defense.
We'll need it.
A lot of confidence.
Absolutely.
Good. Ken Flagel, thanks so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.